I'm really excited to catch up today with longtime friend, current Miami Dolphins wide receiver coach, former legendary NFL wide receiver, and Texas Tech alum, Wes Walker. Welcome, Wes.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it, dude. Appreciate you having me on, man.
Yeah, man. We've had a lot of years together and a ton of stories. And I was like, I just kind of thinking about this interview and all the stories started flooding in, some maybe not so appropriate, some more appropriate. But like the one thing I was just dying laughing about, and I don't even know if you remember this story, but going back to New Year's Eve 2009, we were going to see Dane Cook over at the Boston Garden, and a ton of us, bunch of your teammates on the Pats, and went to like a big dinner right before, and like I had some drinks and was kind of like feeling myself a little bit, and the bill came and I gave it the wave. I was like, I got the bill. And keeping in mind, in like 2009, I was making no money and all this, and I was like, yeah, and like didn't really remember. And then like woke up the next day and I was like, holy shit, it was like $4,000. And I was like, I am like that. I was like, I don't know what to do. There goes it all. And I just remember putting my tail between the legs, and me and you were talking. You're like, yeah, man, I got you. And you ended up, you took the bullet. So I owe you a dinner, and thanks for bailing me out.
So. No, dude, all good, man. Good. No, it's all about time, good people. But yeah, no, without, I remember that. Like we had a good night. Good night.
That was a good time. I remember Junior Seau around, and he always bring in the kind of the happy, fun energy. And then, of course, Matt Light there with all the jokes. So it was a good time.
No, absolutely, man. No, those are a lot of times living in Boston there in the Back Bay doing. No doubt.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, your neighbor there in the Back Bay, Tom Brady, you know, I was thinking about to your career and obviously your relationship with Tom, and it seems like you guys over the years and all the guys have caught balls with Tom and played with Tom. Like no one really had the relationship and the brotherhood that you two had. Where do you think that came from?
I think it started with work, you know, and I think, both of us just having the same type of drive and the love for the game and all those different things. And, loved talking about it, loved running routes to get in, and throwing the ball together and all those different things. And then it, you know, as we really got to know each other and who each other are and what we're about and everything, it just, you know, it all just kind of, you know, clicked with us you know, us being on the same page as far as, you know, I was a little bit more on the wild side. You know, Tom was a little bit more, introverted in that aspect, but, you know, when it came to ball, when it came to life, when it came to good people, all those different things, you know, I think we had the same values and different things like that, that, you know, we just always kind of connected on that level just kind of always, hit it off. We always pick up right where we left off and talking trash to each other and everything, just the competitive spirit that we both have, you know, it was just always fun to be around.
Yeah. I noticed the guys that end up like being closest to him or the ones that like treat him like he's anybody, give him some shit. And like, you know, and then also the ones that like, when you're on the field and like, you will give it all, like kind of like he does and like show up with like prepared all that. So like it was, you were definitely like that guy that was fun to watch, you know, whether those workouts in LA in the off season, all that, you guys, like the relationship was pretty special, you know, grinding it out together. So.
Absolutely. It was definitely fun. I mean, it was cool to be around somebody with that type of mentality, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Well, to kind of current day, you have a pretty great, well, actually stepping back first, but you have a great history with the Dolphins, and you started your career, or you didn't start your career, but you played early in your career with them, and you played against the Pats, and you have just like, you have crazy records, right? You tied the longest touchdown, 990 yards against the Dolphins. And then just, you hold a ton of records with them. So what's it like now being back coaching with a team that you have so much history with?
Dude, it's awesome, man. I mean, this organization is top notch, you know, getting to work with, you know, for Mike McDaniel and you know, all the cool stuff that I'm learning about ball And, you know, it's been crazy just being in all these different offenses over my career, and seeing how they see it from this offense's perspective, and being in the Patriots offense and being in old school West Coast and all these different things, and just seeing how everything's evolved and all those different things, and getting to be around the players. I think, you know, that's one of the main things. When I took a year off after I retired from playing, that was one of the main things I missed. And when you're able to get good group of guys and we're working together towards the same goal, and they understand the expectations and the standard and all those different things, and you add in talent and all those things, it just makes it really fun. It makes it fun getting up early in the morning and coming to work and grinding and preparing these guys and having fun while I'm doing it.
Yeah. And you obviously, you've switched teams as a player, and now you've switched teams a couple times as a coach. Is there a difference there in like when you're switching teams as a coach versus like switching teams as a player?
Not too much. I think it's more just the logistics of now having a family and everything, of everybody moving. Yeah. You know, I was in Houston my first year's coaching, and then I took the job in San Fran, and my family stayed back in Houston. So us getting to be together again in Miami and getting everything moved, it was just a lot easier when it was just me, but you know, you come into a new building and you don't really know a lot of people. So getting a feel for all that stuff. The cool thing about coming here to Miami is there was, you know, four or five people that had been here, you know, whether it's equipment staff, training staff, you know, all that stuff, scouts or whatever. You know, it was cool to, you know, have some familiarity with some of the people here, and then just seeing the new facility that they built and all those different things. But it's a little bit of a process, especially just being a new coaching staff and being one of the few ones who's been in the offense and kind of understanding it and you know, just getting everybody on the same page and all that stuff. You know, but it's been really cool to be around. We got a great staff, a lot of good players, and you know, having fun doing what I'm doing.
It's awesome. Do you think there's a different level of, I don't know if the right word, but respect from the players that you've played the game, you played for the team? Like, I don't know if you remember as a player kind of working with coaches that have played or not, like, is there a difference there?
I think maybe a little bit. I think so. I think at the end of the day, either you can help them or you can't. So whether you played or whether you didn't, you know, are you preparing them the right way? Are you showing them the right clips and really putting all your energy into, you know, making them the best player that they can be? You know, I think that's, you know, whether you played or not, at the end of the day, you know, they see the investment that you're making. And so, whether you played or not, you know, you got to make sure that all your meetings are really tight and you know, you're preparing them the right way and getting them ready for the game. And you know, I think at the end of the day, that's the most important part. And I think over time, guys get there quicker or they don't. Maybe they get there a little bit quicker because I did play. At the end of the day, am I helping them have success on Sundays?
Yeah, put them in the right spot. So off the field, I know over the years we've done some marketing deals and all this. You have your 83 marketing company. You've always kind of been, you've always had a little bit of a focus on you know, business outside the field. And one thing being horse racing, are you still pretty involved?
You know what? I'm not as much anymore. You know, it just got frustrating just having this job and everything. You know, whenever there were big races going on, I was usually working. So getting to races, like a lot of times I'm watching on my phone or I'm missing the race because I have a meeting or whatever. So it was just hard to stay as engaged as I wanted to be with it. But we still have a few. But you know, the main one undrafted, he's retired now and living his best life out there in the pasture.
I was gonna ask where undrafted was. I think I lost a couple bucks here and there on him. Maybe won some money too.
Yeah. You know, it definitely, you know, hit some good ones with him. But he definitely kept me in the game for a while. That's for sure. But he's in Kentucky, out there. He's like outside. Sorry, somebody was sitting there asking for him, but he was. He's there like in Lexington, out there right outside of Keeneland. So he's out there just, you know, just paying bills on him now. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you know, also off the field, you have the Wes Welker Foundation, you know, helps support schools in Oklahoma. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, no. So I started that you know, almost two decades ago. But yeah, we put in multiple weight rooms. You know, we've helped with all sorts of equipment with it for every sport. You know, girls' sports, football, soccer, like basketball. You kind of name it. But no, the amount of progress that we've made with all of that and how tight you know, all the executive director and the whole board that run, you know, helps run the foundation. You know, they've been amazing, and people in Oklahoma City are really invested in it. And it's been a really cool deal to just see how much we've been able to involve kids in sports and getting them off the streets and all those different things, just by putting a nice weight room in, or giving them equipment that, you know, they're proud of and they're taking care of and all those different things, and really investing in the coaches, you know, to help them deal with these kids a lot of times in the right way, and trying to support those guys for really doing a lot of the groundwork with all these kids. So it's been super cool to be a part of, and you know, the amount of money we've raised and what we've been able to do with it, it's been really, really cool. And you know, we're just keeping it going and continue to try and touch these young kids' lives.
It's awesome. We'll make sure to include a link so everybody can support that. And final question here, and I want like the first thing that comes to your mind, but favorite memory playing football?
Oh, geez. I mean, so many good ones.
Yeah.
Bad ones, you know, like there, but, you know, I think, you know, there's so many. I mean, going 99, that one game was super cool. Cool. Jack told me I couldn't run a seam route. You know, you can't do this. And then I go 99 on one. And
that was Monday Night Football, right? Wasn't that?
Right.
That was a big game. That was awesome.
But all the, you know, AFC championship games and all those different things, you know, getting to be a part of those and, you know, getting to go to four Super Bowls and all that stuff. You know, all that stuff's been really cool. And now I just need to put the icing on the cake and win one of these bad boys.
For sure. Well, I can speak for Boston maybe, but you're a legend around here, and I'm sure wouldn't pay for a drink anywhere, but man, it's been so much fun watching your career, and you know, we'll continue success. So thanks so much for the time today.
No, absolutely. Appreciate you having me on, Ben. Best of luck to you, man.